Welcome back, Rare Breeds. Make sure you hit that like button. It's the only thing that's gonna make this video and our channel grow. And after you hit the like button, go ahead and comment like squad in the comment section. To all my new watchers, I entertain and educate men, as well as roasting these goofy ass bras into oblivion. Sound like something you interested in? Hit the subscribe button and hit the bell. And I can get kicked off this platform any day now. So to support the content, join my Patreon, or you can also join my free community on locals.com. Links below. And this is a Rare Breed double feature, so make sure you stay to the end for both parts.
Oh, that'll do it. You don't have to worry about me. You do not have to worry about me.
Exactly. Women just want to bitch and complain and stir up some drama, have something to cry about. They don't want logic, reason, solutions. They just want somebody to bitch to. That's why they get mad at you when you hit them with a solution to their problem. They don't want a solution to their problem. Because then there's no drama. And women love drama.
What's something you'll get a lot of hate for if you say it out loud?
Oh my God, my heart's racing because I'm so scared. The most devious and yet brilliant marketing strategy flip of all time happened in the early 2000s when the makeup industry convinced women that they were doing it for themselves. Before then, it was always about how does your man want you to look and how to make your man happy. And then in the early 2000s, the beauty industry wanted to jump on the independent self-worth bandwagon and started to put out campaigns of you're doing this for yourself and this is for you.
Well, first off, I just want to say it's no coincidence that a woman who isn't the prettiest is bringing this to light. It would be very rare to see a bitch who looked like a supermodel being woke about the makeup industry. Just keep that in mind.
It is not in the best interest of a $500 billion industry for all women to wake up tomorrow and be like, you know what? Good enough.
Okay. If we're ever in a situation where someone's pressing us and you need to protect me, are you going up there and are you, you know, being ballsy with it and you're fucking getting in his face, or are you kind of like timid and like, oh, dude, I don't want any problems?
So this is the type of woman who would purposely get you into fights just to see if you man enough to protect her. Toxic as hell. Stay away from women like this. A decent woman would try to avoid trouble and would want you to walk away or just avoid a fist fight at a bar or something. She's a terrible human being. Simple as that. And I would never go on stage and do something like this. It's degrading, and I don't want to be in a position where I'm sitting in front of a crowd trying to impress some goofy ass broad.
Okay, here's what I'll say. I've never been in a fight. But that...
See, crowd full of morons. They booing that he never been in a fight, as if being in a fight is a good thing. I mean, I can already tell by the sound of his voice, this isn't the type of guy that she probably would date, but who gives a damn? She doesn't hold importance in the world.
Because I think if you just stand up and make sure that they know what's up, you're not going to get in a fucking fight.
Is it a red flag if a guy's never been in a fight, Brian?
A little bit. You're kind of a pussy in that, but it's okay.
Even if I wanted to know what your body count is, you're never going to tell me your truth.
Facts. So there's always no way a set number.
There's no way I can actually know for real.
I would say ask just to see what she's going to say. If she say one or two in 2022, you know she full of shit. But don't let her know that you know that she full of shit. Just keep it moving. But yeah, you a damn fool if you think you're going to ask a woman what her body count is and she going to be honest. There's other signs. How she dress, how often she go out, you know, how many tattoos do she have? You know, if she got a tramp stamp or something, chances are it's more than one or two. If every other word that come out of her mouth is profanity, it's a really high chance that it's more than one or two. You can just tell by how she carry herself or how she talk. Okay, we're going to go over this Reddit post with a little help from my girl, Clara.
I don't understand how guys use dating apps and don't get depressed and feel like shit about themselves. I get enough matches to have a decent date every now and again, but it's not like I feel like I actually chose those matches, and most of the matches I do get ill have lowered my standards so much for that I'm not even sure it's worth it.
Honestly, on dating apps, if you want to be successful on dating apps as a guy, yeah, you're probably going to have little to no standards. Because most women find most men unattractive.
I don't think I'm amazingly attractive, but I go to the gym 6 days a week for the past 4 years, and I'm lean enough to have visible ABS, and I'm attending university, so I suppose my life is somewhat put together. I think it would be reasonable to have standards like not overweight, etc., but apparently not with Tinder/Bumble. It just sucks that pretty much all matches I end up getting are with something like where the person is quite substantially overweight, or there's some other quite blatant thing which can be seen as conventionally unattractive. In 6 months of use, I've only managed to match with two people that I wanted to swipe right on before Tinder crushed my standards. And I get that women have their own problems, etc., but for God's sake, try and make getting hundreds of matches sound like a problem because the quality isn't good enough when I dedes have like one person on mine. Kinda soul crushing NGL.
Yeah, he putting too much weight in women liking him or getting matches on Tinder. And I could tell just by how he talking that he probably start going to the gym to get a bitch. And that's the wrong reason to start going to the gym. He thought just because he had six-pack abs, his Tinder was just going to be popping. Yeah, it don't work like that. You know how many other guys got six-pack abs who probably look better with a better job? It's always going to be somebody better than you. And women are always going to go after the top 10, 15% of men. You'll be better off trying to talk to bitches in real life. You still going to have a low percentage of success, but I don't know. You need to build your self-esteem up on something other than your success with women. I'll tell you that.
I know women also get spammed to death, etc., but a lot of the time, how one-sided the interactions and pursuit even after matching is just kind of saddening. Edit, just in reference to the gym, I just wanted to state that it's a passion of mine, and I'm not just annoyed because I joined the gym go get girls or something. I was just trying to justify me believing I could pass as at least an average-looking guy. I only meant to say that women have higher standards on dating apps as compared to IRL, or at least that's what I've experienced. It also would logically make sense, so I don't see a problem with this.
Yeah, just get over it, man. Get off dating apps. Try to holler at a chick in real life. I feel like your chances probably would be better.